From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, June 7th. I'm Sarah Reith. On Wednesday, the Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 with John Haschak dissenting to waive the first reading of a cannabis cultivation ordinance, which, if it becomes law, will allow grows of up to 10% on ag and rangeland parcels over 10 acres. Ellen Drell of the Willett Environmental Center is preparing an effort to repeal the ordinance.
The public has said since 2016 that they don't want cannabis in every district and unlimited amounts of growing. No new grows in the county's parched, remote, hilly, wildlife-rich rangelands. That's what the public wanted. Well, what the supervisors are putting in front of the public now is the exact opposite of that. They want to open up rangeland. They want to expand at least, actually they're calling for a pretty massive expansion, but at a minimum, they want to expand the grow size to at least an acre, which, by the way, is slightly larger than a football field. And for the last 2 months, the public has been bombarding them with comments and letters and phone calls and emails begging them not to do this. And on Wednesday, the supervisors audaciously came very close to putting the finishing touches on a new ordinance that would fly in the face of what the public wants. And this referendum says enough is enough.
Most of the supervisors want to pass the ordinance before June 30th, because after that, the county will be required to conduct an environmental impact review, which they fear would be costly and time-consuming. But Kate Marienchild, who wrote Secrets of the Oak Woodlands, Plants and Animals Among California's Oaks, thinks an EIR is the right thing to do.
I'd like to see all expansion stop until an EIR is done, until we have a workable enforcement plan in the county. I particularly want to see our rangelands protected from more expansion. A lot of people have told me they don't know what the word rangeland means. I just want to let people know that our rangelands are the rolling hills that surround most of our inland valleys, around Ukiah Valley, around Redwood Valley, around Covelo, Round Valley, Long Valley, and Laytonville. And I have come to be quite sure that Mendocino County's rangelands are the most important biological preserve in the western United States. We have the largest tracts of fairly intact land covered with oaks, oak woodlands, oak savanna, and grasslands, and oaks support more life forms than any other kind of tree in the United States.
Our rangelands are the headwaters of both the Eel River and the Russian River. And those two rivers, especially the Eel River, still support remnant runs of salmon and steelhead. And that is also increasingly rare. And we have a responsibility as citizens of Mendocino County to do everything we can not to lose those remnant runs of salmon and steelhead. Frankly, the West Coast is depending on us.
Let's go back to what you touched on about the enforcement of phase one. It sounds like you're a little bit skeptical that even if this phase three ordinance passes and becomes the law of the land, that it might be hard to implement it.
The county has no track record of enforcing, monitoring, or inspecting any land use permits unless the applicants or the actors have been sued by people who have enough money to sue them.
So what would it take to get you to trust the county?
We have an ordinance in place. It's just never been enforced. And the ordinance that's in place, you know, the county has for years now kept up this drumbeat that it's no good and it's broken and it doesn't work for anybody, which isn't true. It has worked for some people, but the county has made its business to make sure it doesn't work. So number two, the county should enforce the existing ordinance, which allows some expansion. It actually opens up the county for some new grow applications, but they're capped at a quarter of an acre and they're not allowed on rangeland. That needs to be enforced. And let's take a look in a couple of years and see if the hundreds of so-called legacy growers who are still waiting for their permits from the county can get their, the county can get it together to get them their permits and they get their annual license. Let's see the county do an environmental impact report on the impacts of what's happening and what might happen if they do what they propose to do. And then we'll take another look. But in the meantime, the citizens, the environment, the small growers, the sheriff, we all need a break, and the supervisors need to back off.
Volunteers are mobilizing for the effort to repeal the entire ordinance. The first step is gathering enough signatures to get a referendum on the ballot within 30 days of the ordinance officially passing. Marion Child says they have about 50 volunteers so far and another training today at 3 p.m. at the Yorkville Market. She laid out some logistics.
After the Supes pass the ordinance, we have to be able to hit the ground running within 24 or 48 hours. And that means we have to have copies of the final version of the ordinance in everybody's packet and all sorts of details. Very committed and dedicated volunteers who are planning to gather signatures and looking for more.
For more information about the effort to repeal the Phase 3 Cannabis Cultivation Ordinance, you can email Kate Marionchild at katem@mcn.org.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.